Simon & Schuster Audio presents Become Your Own Matchmaker, 8 Easy Steps for Attracting Your Perfect Mate by Patty Stanger and Lisa Johnson Mandel. Read by Patty Stanger.
Introduction. One good orgasm spoils the bunch. Every time a heterosexual female sleeps with a man, a good one, a bad one, it doesn't matter, she becomes bonded to that man and no other man can exist for her. This is because the hormone oxytocin starts surging through her veins. So proceed with caution. One good orgasm and your bonds to any Joe Schmo are chemically reinforced. The more sex you have, the stronger the bond. This is the reason why women all over the world just can't seem to leave their loser boyfriends, even though their brain, friends, family, even the garbage man, are telling them to dump him. We've all been there. I know I have. So if you're asking yourself, why should I listen to Patty Stanger about dating and mating? Who the hell is she? Well, let me tell you who I am. I am you. I am the girl who's been dating for 25 years searching for the one. I was the one crying to God, where the hell is he? But I didn't just stumble around whining. I got down to business and made it my life's work to find the answers to these questions for myself and for you. I'm a third-generation matchmaker and the owner of the most exclusive matchmaking service in the world, the Millionaires Club. I have 17 years in the professional dating service industry. So you see, I made a point of knowing a thing or two about men. And like everybody else, I've got my own personal story to share. So let's start at the beginning. I, Patty Stanger, was born to be married to a prince. The only problem was he didn't show up when he was supposed to. Probably because I had a major self-image problem that prevented me from attracting him right away. You see, I was adopted. And although I love my adoptive parents, I always wonder why my biological parents gave me up. Like many adoptees, I subconsciously felt unloved and unlovable. However, my mother always taught me to be proud of the fact that I was adopted, so I was. I went into show and tell during kindergarten at PS 193 and told everyone that not only was I adopted, but that I was better than them because I had the privilege of picking my parents while they were stuck with theirs. Boy, did I upstage John Goldstein's new puppy. My mother received a call from the teacher.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?